The Senate has passed the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. The legislation makes it a separate crime to kill or injure a fetus while committing a federal crime against a pregnant woman. The bill passed the Senate last night by a vote of 61-38. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook is on Capitol Hill. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Both sides of the abortion debate have fought very hard on this piece of legislation. What makes it so controversial?
Well, the abortion rights activists say that it's more about abortion than it is about protecting a fetus. They say that this bill writes into federal law something that abortion opponents have been trying to get in there for a while, which is that fetuses have separate rights from a mother, from the mother that is carrying that fetus. In fact, this legislation does pertain to any Homo sapiens species in utero at any stage of development carried in the womb. Now, the bill also states that it specifically does not apply to abortion. It doesn't consider that a federal violent crime. And so abortion opponents who have been supporting this legislation say it's not about abortion. So it's kind of been a back and forth over this issue.
And there was some lively debate.
Very lively. In fact, at one point, one senator tried to attach a amendment that would have created stiffer penalties for federal violent crimes against pregnant women, and stiffer statutes against this kind of crime, but would not have created a separate set of rights for the fetus. That went down very narrowly. It was a 49-50 vote. That would have been the so-called poison pill of this bill, but it didn't pass, and so the bill sailed on to final passage in the Senate.
The House already has passed the bill, and the president, we're told, is eager to sign it. Will the legislation have political ramifications in this election year?
Well, it's almost certain to. For those who thought that gay marriage would eclipse abortion as the big social issue this year, they're starting to backtrack on that. This legislation is going to polarize the abortion debate again. You have the abortion opponents rallying their troops, happy about this law. Abortion rights advocates are very angry about this law and the kind of language it puts in federal statutes. And so it brings that back to the fore. Abortion rights groups have vowed to make it their number one issue and are already stirring up Democrats, and conservative and Christian groups are backing Republicans. Everyone's falling in line behind their side.
Any comment on the Senate vote from President Bush or Senator John Kerry?
Well, President Bush is, as you said, eager to sign the bill. He thinks this is important legislation to protect human life at its most vulnerable stage. John Kerry made a very rare appearance these days, anyway, on the Senate yesterday to vote for that amendment that would have killed this bill, but to vote against this bill. And so both of them were here in another iteration of them battling out on these issues.
Sounds like one of those measures that is ultimately going to be decided by the courts in a challenge down the road somewhere.
Well, it definitely puts it back into the judicial arena. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook.